Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 586. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a nice day today.
It is nice. It feels like spring going into summer today.
Mm-hmm. Good weekend, but we got rain coming up for like 5 days next week.
I think they pushed it. Check it today.
Well, I looked this morning. It said Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
When I checked last night, it was clear. Let's give it a live check for everybody.
Let's do Android versus Samsung. So I got Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday night, all day Friday, and all day Saturday.
I have clear for the next 10 days, not a drop. 10 days. Now as a tiebreaker, let's go with the Weather Channel. Yeah. Let's see what Weather Channel says.
Okay.
Let's get a tiebreaker here, because this is not platform specific. So daily
channel. All
right, the Weather Channel is saying 14% chance on Tuesday, so I would say that's probably a no go. It's showing 41 for Wednesday, which I would say is a yes. 15 for Thursday, which I would say is a no. 41% for Friday, which I would say is a yes. 46% for Saturday, which I would say is a yes. 24% Sunday is probably also a yes.
See, I'm just pulled up Weather Channel. Oh, hold on. No. It's taking me to Chicago for some reason.
Yeah, I think that's where the Weather Channel always defaults to, it because it uses your time zone.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah, 15, 13, 40. Saturday 46. I'm hoping that Saturday one, because I'm that Friday night to Saturday night is not raining.
I'll tell you, anything above 20%, it's a good chance it happens around here.
Mm-hmm. But then that can all change in like an hour. So the way our weather is.
Yeah, it's a fickle. It's a fickle thing around here. I'll tell you that it rained almost entirely all of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And my yard had Jumanji vibes already.
Oh, yeah. I cut mine on Monday, and I feel like I got cut it again already.
Yeah, I cut mine yesterday. Got a good cut on it. I'll tell you, yesterday, it was an event. I was mowing. My neighbor on both sides were mowing.
Hmm.
And then the neighbor on both sides of those neighbors were mowing.
Now,
all at the same time.
Do your neighbors all cut at the same height, though?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
The one on one side, he's got a old Husqvarna lawn tractor, and the hood's gone.
Mm.
All sheet metal is gone off of it. Like no fenders, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a rod knocking.
Mm-hmm.
And it mows like the hottest of all ass. And he cuts it short, but he lets it get long and then cuts it short. So it looks terrible. The one on the other side, she pays someone to mow, and they mow it shorter than I mow it, but they do a good clean job.
Yeah,
they're good. And then the other guy's got like an old Murray lawnmower. He does a decent job. He blows his off, weed eats every week, all that stuff. And then the one on the other side, I actually can't see. It's surrounded by trees. I could just hear him mowing.
Yeah.
But I'm terrible, absolutely terrible about weed eating. I will do it like 3 times a year.
Oh no, I weed eat every other time.
Yeah, and so my yard looks bad because I don't trim it up very good, but I hit the weed eater yesterday.
Mm.
And then I blew everything off after. I was like a full-on landscaper yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, so it sucked.
My neighbor, the one, the newest one, I should say, the owner of the house, they come and cut the grass because it's rented out. And then the other side, she cuts the grass, but it's like, that's Jumanji. She hasn't cut that grass all year. It's ridiculous.
I mean, the longer you wait, you know, the more time and money and energy you save.
But she's supposed to be, she told us she's going to have to move out because a new owner bought the house. Which is good. I'm hoping to get her out of there. She's a horrible neighbor. She's the one that drives through my driveway all the time.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah, there's tire marks all in the driveway because of her.
I don't like mowing at all, but I do feel a certain amount of pressure. Of peer pressure to keep my yard at least presentable because of my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Now your chickens handle the backyard, right? You don't need to cut that.
No. They just get the bugs. They don't do anything for the grass.
Okay.
Still has to be mowed like normal. Now, if I got a set of goats,
They will.
yeah, or some alpacas, llamas, maybe a cow,
A donkey.
a donkey, set of donkeys probably. Those would all control the lawn.
Yeah, so I was listening to a podcast and the other day, and they were talking about the difference between like donkeys, mules, horses, and like what does what you want, what you don't want. And I was like, that's interesting.
You know, I don't know. Is it better? Is it more responsibility to have to mow the yard or to have to keep an animal alive than mows the yard?
Probably just easier to, more responsible just to cut the grass.
Yeah. I wish my mole problem is like severe around here. I would love to get the robot mowers back going, but the moles are, you know, I used to have a dog that would scoop a mole up. He could just sense a mole and he would go yank him up, throw him on top of the ground and just toss him in there like a beanbag. Wouldn't eat it or anything, just would no longer have a mole in the yard. And it wasn't an issue, but unfortunately, when that dog got sick, moles have just taken over the yard
And
and they chew through the wire.
they're probably going through like other yards, and
It's so bad, man. It's like walking on quicksands in parts of my yard.
those whatchamacallit, those little traps and the deters that you stick in the ground, those don't work all the time.
Yeah, they're brutal too. They're like a spike that you stick into the ground, and whenever it crawls through, it like shoots down and spears it. You ever seen a mole in real life? Creepy. They look like a lab test gone wrong.
Yeah, not from this planet, someone in a horror movie. Luckily, they're only the size they are.
Yeah. I think that about a lot of things, though. You ever imagine if a spider was the size of a dog, what that would be like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at moles. They got them Wolverine hands that are too big for their body. No eyes.
Because they're all in the ground.
They look fake. If someone just showed you that and said that's an animal, it looks fake. I don't like what it's doing right there.
Yeah, I look at a baby one.
I had a mole for a little while when I was a kid.
I look what it pulls up also.
Oh, like a mole, like on your body. Yeah, they're creepy. But if they were the size of a Volkswagen, that'd be an issue.
Oh, for sure.
Just digging tunnels under people falling through the ground. Also, what if centipedes were giant?
Oh, yeah, that's a scary one, too.
Centipedes are creepy the size they are.
How about us, wasp?
Yeah, if they were like the size of a bird.
Yeah, them, like an eagle or one of them duck bill, or what's the bluegill or whatever, the blue,
That's a fish.
not the blue, the big huge one is like the size of a human. The shoe bill.
I don't know if I know what a shoe bill looks like.
Then we've I've showed you guys before on
A
this.
stork. Oh, yeah. The big flat head.
Yeah. If
You
that.
got. That looks like a dinosaur. You know, you have to sweep the leg on that. They got them spindly little legs.
Yeah, hopefully you can do it.
That's the move. If that thing comes at you, you got to sweep the leg. It's for sure the weak point.
Oh, yeah.
It's been skipping leg day because it don't have those thighs either. Like it looks like it's all spindly leg.
But they said the that be their bite, you do not want them to come down on you.
Are you scared of birds?
No, I had a bird.
You seem,
That's
yeah, I know,
what.
but you seem scared of this one.
No. I wouldn't go near it.
What if it was a controlled environment? Would you pet its head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are those things native?
Ubu. I figure Wikipedia would say we can get, see him at. Ancient Egyptians, East Africa, the Sudan.
They have a pretty specific habitat that's not very big. That picture there that is pulled up doesn't look anything on the left, doesn't look anything like it.
Oh, it's a hammer cop. It's the closest
Oh.
relative to the shoe bill. Oh, look at this. That's a skull of it.
His skull looks like one of those shoe forms that you put to keep your shoe from falling in.
Oh, yeah, it does.
What a weird thing. Animals are weird.
Are you scared of birds?
No, no. I also had birds growing up. You know what I learned this week is that a possum's lifespan is only 1 to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I thought they lived a long time.
Yeah, me too.
I guess I just assumed that everything lives longer than 1 to 3 years.
I guess running across the road and getting hit all the time.
I don't know if that factors into it. It says in captivity they could live up to 3 years. I think they just don't live very long. Do you also, that they can't carry rabies because their body temperature is too low? And I always was told as a kid that like every possum you see has rabies.
Well, I remember right. They say raccoons have rabies.
Raccoons do be having rabies and thumbs.
Yeah.
You got to watch those little trash pandas. They'll get into stuff.
You're they so can, cute.
Yeah, they'll kill your chickens, though. They can open, like, the even, like, carabiners. They figure out how they work, and they unclip them.
Yeah, and you can domesticate a raccoon, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I met a guy one time that had a raccoon. It was huge. It was thick. It had been Americanized. Overfed, like, lazy. It was cute, though. I have a picture of me holding it somewhere.
Now, you'd have to get a test for rabies before you keep one as a pet.
I think you get one as a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if rabies is transferable from like mother to baby, but I think you get one when they're a baby and you raise it because I don't think you want a wild raccoon in your house. Also, I think you have to, it requires certain permits, at least in this area, to have a raccoon.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, in Texas, you can have anything.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, they got tigers and shit.
Yeah, you can have tigers down there. Don't they have like rhinos down there too?
Yeah, they got everything.
Texas is like another country. People around here, and I don't want to speak on Texas, but people around here are not responsible enough to have tigers. I'll just say that.
Oh no.
Or rhinos.
If someone lived near me with a tiger, I'd have to move.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about it before, but hippopotamuses are terrifying. Also, while we're on talking about animals.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing. If it can eat me, like, alive, like, really quick, then I'm don't want to be near it.
They're mean, too.
Rhinos?
Hippos.
Oh, hippos. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're mean.
But then there was some study at one time, hippos kill more people than actually, like, alligators and crocodiles do.
What's crazy about hippos is they run, like, 40 miles an hour and they swim, like, 60. Like, there's no way to freaking escape them.
Dude, I know you've seen that video where the guys are on the boats and hippos.
Oh, yeah.
Hippos
comes up behind them.
Yeah.
Dude, they're insane. And they're scary and they're huge. And they look like a creature that would be in like a special effects like movie.
Look at them teeth.
Yeah, they don't look like a thing that belongs. How fast is a hippo on land? I swear it's like 40 miles an hour. And they're big, 19.
Yeah.
What about water? Let's get water speed. Galloping it can hit. I don't think that's true.
No, 5. How fast?
That boat's going faster than 5 miles an hour than that video where he's chasing them.
It said it can reach 8. Yeah, that boat was going faster than that.
I don't think that's true either. I think it's about 40.
Hippos can run at speeds at 18 to 28 miles per hour.
That sounds right. They're fast as fuck on land.
Can a hippopotamus run faster than a human? Yes, unless you say, well, you cannot outrun them. They've been clocked at going 20 to 5. You also cannot outswim. On average, they can swim up to 5 miles an hour.
5 miles an hour doesn't sound fast. Now, I want to be clear, faster than I could have ever swum my whole life. Doesn't seem that fast. Is this the boat video?
Yeah. Where it's coming after the boat.
Yeah, when they get up to speed here, though, you can't tell me they're not going more than 5.
Yeah.
This hippo's angry too. Look at the swell it brings with it.
Yeah. Look at it right there. Ooh.
Terrifying. The way it blew the water out of its nose.
Yeah. Look at the propeller.
Yeah. It's going. That boat's moving.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. Terrifying. Animals. Weird.
Yep.
Where do you want to start this week?
I don't know. What you've been playing? Or do you want to talk about the other news that happened?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we both listened to a podcast. The podcast started around when this one started way back in the day when it was Matt, Ryan, and Matt, Ryan, and Dan. They originally started this podcast probably about a month after this other podcast that's locally to us. It's in Nashville. And me and Ryan have listened to it religiously. He got me on it probably around episode 40. I started listening to it. Didn't really care for it too much. Then around episode 70, I started listening to it. Went back and rewatched, listened to them all. It's just like this one. When it first started, it wasn't really good and it got better. Well, we've listened to it over the last 12, 13 years. They've had centennial episodes, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600. I've been to four of those, like their live shows. Ryan's been to two. One of the hosts of that show, one of the main hosts, recently passed away. We're recording this on Sunday. He passed away Friday. Gabe Battillo, and the podcast is Married to the Games. We've heard the news that Gabe was sick for a while. He posted last year that he wasn't feeling good. He took like a day or two off. He used to tour with a country rap star, I would guess you'd say Christian rap rock star, Toby Mac. He's got several songs featured. He's grew up in the music industry. His mom, his dad, all musicians. But he passed away on Friday, and it was sad news. We were just talking about like him and some other stuff, some news a mutual friend of ours said, was telling us some stuff. And we're talking about it, and I happened to look over and saw that he passed away. And we just seen him a couple weeks ago, and it's sad news. We want to give a shout out to all the Married to Games people and fans, and let us know that our thoughts and prayers and everything else is with you guys.
It's a tough time. I will put, we don't ask for a lot around here, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I'll put the link for the GoFundMe for his family. He's got three children and a wife. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you can donate, that would be awesome. Don't feel like you have to, but if you have the money to, he was a good person, and there just don't seem to be a lot of good people out there, and he was definitely one of them. And like I said, if you can afford it, even if it's a couple bucks, I know it'll help. You know, nothing makes this moment feel better, but a little bit of time to figure things out is always good.
Yeah, on Twitter or X, I've also posted a link on there. If you want to go to it, it's the Battillo Family Fund on GoFundMe. They've had donations of $5 up to $10,000. I'm saying to donate $10,000, but it's all over the place. It's amazing what the community and his friends and family are donating to.
Sad stuff.
Yeah. And just side note, if you have somebody that you care about and stuff like that, and you see them doing stuff, definitely reach out to them and talk to them. You'd never know what's going to happen. You may never see them again. And it's a sad part. Moment. All right, now back to some good news. What you been playing this week?
Tough transition, but
yeah,
you know, I guess let's start with the stuff that I've kind of been playing. We played Raft more.
Mm-hmm.
Raft is good. I will tell you what I was worried about is like survival after survival, going from Project Zomboid straight over to Raft. And I don't think that's going to be an issue like I thought it was going to be. Those games are so drastically different.
Yeah, this is a game. I after you talked about it last week, I looked at it and I said, man, that's it. I wouldn't mind playing this game.
Now, let me tell you what's annoying as shit about Raft. The eating and the drinking. You're always damn hungry and you're always damn thirsty.
Reminds me of Stranded Deep.
I mean, it is all the freaking time. It's very simple. There's not much to it. There is a bit of what feels like fate to it, that you need to just float in the right directions.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much a resource management game, though. It's about getting the things, making new things. Excuse me, getting new things, making new things.
It's on Android.
Yeah, it's neat. Yeah, I think the Raft game that's on phones is not the same as the Raft game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A friend of the show, Marshall 205, said the same thing. I think the phone one is Raft Survival. And this one is just Raft, which now you'll see it branded as the final chapter because they're done with updates. But you start on what is like a 6x6 raft if you're player one. As player two, it just started me in a dead ass in the middle of the ocean, which is terrifying. And you have a great white shark that constantly circles the raft. If you touch the water, he attacks you. Now, it doesn't kill you. We're on one of the easier modes. It doesn't kill you immediately. It takes a couple strikes before he kills you. But if you're in the water, you get attacked. He's hard to kill. It takes a long time to kill him. When you kill him, you only get about 30 seconds apiece before the next one shows up. So it is made to be played while you're on that raft, and you go from that raft to islands that you come up on.
There's a shark. Watching a video of it.
But it's neat. It's well done. It is, I think, the right amount of the right balance, you know, of stressful and kind of exciting. And, you know, I want to see, you know, I can't wait to build that chest and then figure out what's next. Now we can hold more, you know, now we have a big enough plot that we're growing trees on our raft and can get coconuts. You know, it's just, there's so many things that where it goes from, you know, I remember when we were lucky enough to like reel in a potato from a barrel so that you could not starve to death. And now we're, you know, now we're going on shore and we're killing wild hogs and we're bringing the meat back and we're able, we still can't fish because we don't have a bug net to where we can catch bugs to put bait on fishing poles, but that'll be the next chapter.
I saw them try to get a bird. You try to throw a hook at a bird.
I killed a seagull. See, let's, so far I've killed a seagull, a hawk, and the shark. I have seen a llama and a goat, and I was not able to get those. And there's this big, like, condor thing that picks up rocks and drops them on your face. And he's a son of a bitch.
Now, are you guys on separate rafts, or did you guys do one?
So that's a good question and one that we don't know the answer to. So it starts you with a raft. It doesn't start player two with a raft. So I don't believe that I could have my own raft, because it only gives you the option to build onto an existing raft. So we could do like a skinny hallway that's separated between us with like one block. And I'm curious that if the shark happened to bite that one block, if it would take him out and disconnect him. But I don't know. I think it's just one raft per like game. It's just a game about exploration and resource management, and it's neat. We played some of that. I think we only played that one night. We didn't play Project Zomboid at all, and then we played Party Animals one night. Good to get back into that. The new season pass is coming, so we also played Party Animals, you know, in anticipation for that, get back in the flow of things, because the new season hits April 18th. They got like a Kung Fu Panda vibe going.
Oh, nice.
For next season. So it's exciting there. This pass has taken a while to get here, and I think they were really getting to the end of the rope for how long people were willing to wait. So they got there at the right time, I think. And then you and I played Walkabout Mini Golf in Oculus.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Was it rounds? Or?
Yeah, we played two courses. We did 18 holes each round. One on easy or normal difficulty, however you want to look at it, and one on hard mode. And then
we had to get the balls on the first one.
Yep. So there's collectible balls, and then when you play them through on hard, there's like a scavenger hunt thing.
Yeah.
And I like that game a whole lot. I was telling for the show Marshall 205, I'm definitely willing to buy DLC for that game. I like that game enough. I would play new holes once we play through all the hard ones. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how far we're in the show, probably 20 minutes. Yeah. And we haven't taken the opportunity to shit on him yet.
Oh, no, he was supposed to be here today.
Yeah.
Decided
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Decided to. He's not feeling good again.
He can't wake up in time. He's sleepy boy. But listen, that's not what I want to shit on him for. What I'm shitting on him for is he was supposed to play with us that night and he bailed.
Yeah.
So him and I had already played the first hole, but we didn't collect any balls. And then when we played on hard mode the other day, we played level one and we collected the bottles on there, which is how the scavenger hunt worked on that one.
Right.
And so when you and I played, naturally, we played the first hole to get the balls, and then we played the second one to do the scavenger hunt because that was new to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I told him the next day what we did.
He got mad.
He didn't get mad. He says, that night we play games. He goes, I went ahead and knocked it out too. I got the blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's not the second level. He goes, well, I didn't know which one you guys did, so I did the third level.
Hmm.
That makes no sense. Why? What do you mean you don't know which one we did? We wouldn't just do number seven randomly.
Right.
We go in order. We'd already done one. We did two. For some odd reason, he thought we would skip two and go to three. And that's unacceptable thinking.
It is.
There's no reason for it. There's nothing I said would have alluded to that. I'm not a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
And he should know me well. Everyone should know me well enough that I don't bounce around.
No, you go in order.
In order. Like next time we played, we would do 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8. That's how we're not ever going to just randomly do, oh, I like 13 a lot. Let's do it. And then we'll jump back to 2. No, I don't murder people.
Yeah, he's thinking of Star Wars where he skipped episode 1, 2, and 3 and just filmed 3, 4, or 4, 5, and 6 first.
Yeah, unacceptable behavior is what it is.
Yeah.
And so now I need to do 3. Mm-hmm. And he needs to do 2.
And I need to do 1.
And you need to do 1. Now everything is disaster. Probably have to take it off the system now. It's unplayable at this point. So now we have to have a solo where everybody goes and gets their own.
Well, me and you can do 3.
We could do 3, but I've already done 1.
Yeah.
He's done 1. You and I have already done 2.
So I have to do 1 by myself. He's got to do 2 by himself. Then we all can do, and he, and I mean, we could all do 3
together. Yeah.
And then we can catch back up to 4.
What a mess.
Well, he's got to go back and do 1 and get the balls.
He did 1. He did 1 and 3.
Okay.
He did 1 on normal mode. Then he did 3 on the bottom, and he'd already done 1 on the bottom. So he just gapped 2 for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
He said the level didn't look good. I'm like, it doesn't.
Don't matter.
Unacceptable behavior.
Yeah. He would have been proud of me. I played good.
I told him you played good. I told him that I beat the shit out of you in the first round and you beat the shit out of me in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how I saw both of those beatings. It was good.
It's fun. I still enjoy playing it. I don't hate it like you guys think.
You hate every multiplayer game we have.
No, I don't.
We just started. So, well, the last thing I played this week was our multiplayer game, which is Contractors.
Mm-hmm. On VR.
On VR. Now, I don't have a lot good to say about Contractors.
Uh-oh. You hate it.
I don't hate anything in VR. I don't think it's very well done.
Yeah.
I don't know what state that game is in. You know, I don't know how long it's been out. If it's been out a month, I don't want to be like, oh, it's terrible, because I don't think that's fair. It is very generic, and it is very bland, and environments are not well designed, rendered, created, crafted, anything. I don't understand. It's just a survival thing. It's a capture the flag, but even that's still just survival. Basically, each flag you go to spawns a new wave of enemies to kill.
Right.
And then the multiplayer mode we played, now, maybe it was the mode that we played, it just never ended. You could just play indefinitely. And you just kill, respawn. And not good. The map was sparse. Nothing really rendered out the way you would hope. I don't have a lot good to say about that game. And I will tell you, I hope Patman calls an audible, because I do not want to play that game for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I can do 1 more week.
Yeah, I don't want to play it for 4 weeks. Now, there's other shooters on there and other ones that were free as part of the pass or are part of the library.
Yeah, post it up.
And I hope that he changes it. If he doesn't, then I'll do my best to enjoy myself. But I will tell you, that game, I do not find that game to be very good.
Mm-mm. I think it's a little harder than it should be. Especially you have to reload and things are coming up on you so quick, and then you can't really crouch behind corners and stuff like that. Cause I mean, we were playing in VR.
Yeah. When I first thought it, I was like, oh, it's kind of like a wonky firewall, but that was a unfair comparison after playing that thing for any amount of time. It is nothing like Firewall.
Oh no, Firewall was made pretty good.
Yeah, a well-made game from a studio that didn't get to survive. So I wonder how this works out long term. Yeah, just it not great. Not great. Contractors and the S is a money symbol if you're looking for it. So that was what we played multiplayer. What did you think about Contractors?
I didn't, I'll say I didn't enjoy it, but I didn't not enjoy it. Like, it was in the middle. Like, I think the zombies sucked. Did not enjoy zombies at all. We died way too quick, and I didn't learn how to do the game. There's a lot of wonky controlling. The reloading, every gun reloads differently. It's either you go from the back, you go from the right side or the left side, grabbing your ammo clip and dropping it in and reload. It was just too, I think it was too hard. They should have a baby mode just so to get people used to how to play it. And then you can level up, or not level up, but change your hardness level as you get better at learning how to use to play the game.
Yeah.
I said, I'm willing to do one more after that, hopefully not again. Same. But we'll see what he does. He might pick another game and just every week play a different VR game, which I'll be okay
Yeah, I
with
wonder
that.
what he'll do. Like, if we hit one that's really good, I don't mind sticking with it. And if he wants to do this one for 4 weeks, I don't mind. But I will tell you, after week one, and I could be wrong, I don't think this game has 4 weeks in it.
No, me neither.
So. We'll see. What else did you play?
Finished MLB The Show the season. I did a whole
Are you done
season.
with the game now too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get one season. Just wanted to get fair share. That's MLB The Show 23 is what I played. I downloaded a bunch of games on the PlayStation to play. I haven't started another game yet. I jumped into, because you guys were playing Raft, I wanted to play Stranded Deep. I jump into Stranded Deep for about 15 minutes and turn it right back off because I forgot how to do anything. Like, I'm running around like, hey, how do I open this up? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I was like, I forgot. I'm going to turn it off right now. I did download, so I downloaded a bunch of other games on there, and that's pretty much all I played. Logged into Fallout 76 to just to get the free stuff. A lot of my nights were doing other things. We watched, me and my wife watched movies, so I didn't save a lot of nights like I normally do. We played Walkabout Mini Golf Wednesday night, Multiplayer Madness Thursday night. Friday night, didn't play no games. Yesterday, didn't play anything. So really
Yeah.
only in a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I finished up, or Monday, yeah, Monday and Tuesday, I finished MLB The Show.
Very similar for me. I didn't play anything Friday or last night, and my work is really picking up, and I've just been tired lately. It's been kicking my butt, so got a little sleep. Kind of a sad weekend, so I just wasn't really into it. But I'll tell you, the game that the constant that I keep thinking about playing is Walkabout.
I get you.
I keep thinking I should play that. I keep thinking I should just play more VR. So, I don't know that today is Sunday. So, I do like NASCAR. There's a race on today. It's also the final day of the Masters. If you like the golf. So, this afternoon I'll be watching those things, probably flipping back and forth. And then, I may play a little VR though early afternoon. I need to
Gotcha.
start Bricktales. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, says it's hard. I want to see if he's right or if he's just weak.
Yeah, he
He
asked
says
me
it's
that
really
too.
hard. Have you ever played one of those like bridge builder games?
Yeah.
So he says that the Bricktales is like that. It asks you to build something and you have just all the real pieces to your disposal, but it is like it has to work. And so when you build, it says like build a suspension bridge. And he built the flat bridge across. And it's like, yeah, that works, but it's not a suspension bridge. So then he went back and tried to build one and they kept failing. And he said it's just really hard. I think I'll like that a lot. That seems like my kind of game.
Yeah, I think I do pretty good with this where I've built so many Lego sets in the past. I kind of have ideas on.
So you also think he's weak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't build enough Lego to understand.
He's weak and uninformed. I got you. Doesn't understand.
Like, where's that one? I can tell you that right there. they say it's a good one, but that's not a really good one because you walk, you can get right here and it'll break.
I don't know why they wouldn't have joined it with a longer piece that ran all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
That went on top of the support on the side so it couldn't fall.
Yeah, I would have done the second layer just to support that middle.
Yeah. Part right here. I'll have to jump in there to see if it's him or if it's truly hard, and we'll report back.
It looks cool when he sent the little link on it that he got it. Oh, there's a helicopter.
We'll see. Me looking. You bought it already, right?
No, I did not buy it.
Oh, I bought it already.
Because I don't know what I would buy it on now. I don't know if I would want it on Switch or if I want it on PS5.
Well, I got the thing in Oculus.
Oh, you're talking about playing in Oculus.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? Maybe it's not called Brick Tales. That's is the, that the Oculus one?
It's the building. It says it up here in Oculus.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it in VR. So it's like in front of you. Instead of like a world you rotate around, it's like it's really built in front of you. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. That's the version he got also.
Okay.
Let me know if you decide to scoop that up. I'll send you that discount.
Well, he sent me the discount too.
Yeah, but I like me better and he didn't join today.
Oh, yeah.
That's on him.
It might actually be harder to do it in VR.
Nah, he's weak. He's right. Weak. He's always been weak.
Weak hands.
Yeah, weak mind.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for news? Did you pull any news?
Yeah, I did pull a couple things. A couple things from last week that, because I wasn't here last week. I had to kiss the ring, everybody, to come back.
He actually sent us a picture.
Yeah.
So there was evidence.
All right. So PlayStation, I only brought this because there are a couple things on it. PlayStation Plus game catalog for April adds a couple games on there. Dave the Diver is going to be on there.
Yeah, but I think it's the premium.
Yeah, I don't think it's, where's that? Dave the Diver, the casual. Yeah, it's just going to be the basic. It doesn't say if it's which version, but it just,
I think it's on the premium tier. I don't think it's on the bottom tier. And I only warn people that because I do believe it's either the middle or the high end. I can't remember what word
they're available on premium and extra.
Yeah, premium and extra. I knew it was something like that. So you got to get at least the second tier to get them. But yeah, it's super cool that Dave the Diver is going like day one onto there. Pass. Great game.
Yeah. Game called Animal Well, Tales of Kenzura Zhao. David Diver was one. Oddballers, which looks like a game you guys would play.
It does. It looks like a silly dodgeball.
Mm-hmm. Contract Simulator, which is another simulator. And things are blowing up now in sim games. The Crew 2. Raj, an ancient epic. Let's see. Lego Ninjago movie, the video game. Nor Play With Your Food.
That game looks super cool.
Yeah, that's a game that you Deliver Us From Mars, which I'm excited because I played the first one, Deliver Us the Moon, and Deliver Us to Mars is the second version, the continuation. And then Lego Marvel's Avengers. And then, let's see, Misama Chronicles, Stray Blade, and Premium Classics. They're bringing Alone in the Dark, A New Nightmare, the original version to PS4 and PS5. Let's see, Star Wars, the Rebel Assault 2, the Hidden Empire, and then Medieval, which a lot of people liked Medieval back in the day.
Yeah.
Those are all games. If you have premium or the extra, you can get those, which I have. So I'll be downloading a bunch of those and playing them. Or not a bunch, but a few. This was pretty interesting.
Are you for sure going to get Dave the Diver before we move on?
Yeah.
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 Good. All right, go ahead.
So a PS4 user got almost $100 refund after a game shut down. It was The Crew, which they're giving The Crew 2. He played The Crew, sent PlayStation a support message saying, hey, I can no longer play this game. Can I get a refund? And he posted a little thing on Twitter saying, I can confirm that I've provided a refund for the purchase of $94.99 back to your payment method. It said it took him 5 working days. And so a lot of people have been running out there that bought The Crew and asking for a refund. Do you think that's good to do if you were playing something, all of a sudden you can't play no more to ask for a refund?
I don't think it's fair for them to assume that everyone has enough time to be read up on what games are going away and what games aren't. So I do think it's fair to ask for a refund. I don't know what limit, there should be a clear line, right? On you don't want everyone asking for a refund all the time. But yeah, there's times where I don't see a problem with it. And it's I don't know if they need a disclaimer on the store. On the game, I don't know how that needs to work. I don't know how it did work on the crew, but yeah, games going away is going to be a problem that we need to navigate in the future because it's going to happen more often and more swiftly, in my opinion. Games are going to come and go at a much, much faster clip going forward.
Have you ever asked for a refund on any of the games you bought or anything? If you bought something by accident, like on Rocket League or.
No, I don't think I've ever asked for a refund on PlayStation. I asked for a refund on I don't remember. I think there was one thing, maybe it was on Oculus I asked for a refund. Maybe it was PlayStation. I don't know. I think I've asked for one refund ever and I kind of think it got denied because I'd played it too long.
The last refund I did was a couple months ago. I accidentally the Fallout 76 when I was playing it, there it glitched out on me, and I was pressing buttons to try to get out of it. And it I spent like 1,800 of the Atom points, and I had to like tell them it was an accident and tell them how the game glitched out of it. And they showed it showed I had to show that I sent a work ticket in because it glitched out on me and stuff like that. And it took about 2 weeks, but I got the atoms back. I didn't get it like a refund, but they refunded me my atoms.
Did you have to keep whatever you bought?
No, they took that away, which
Well, that's
I didn't
good.
want it. I didn't want it anyway.
Yeah, that's good though. Did you start that Fallout TV show yet?
No, I have not started it yet.
I assume that Fallout 76 will have more people playing as this show goes along because you know how people get hype when they're in the. It's making me want to play Fallout.
Yeah, a bunch of people at work that played it before are wanting to play it.
Yeah, it's making me want to play.
All right, so. PlayStation still has a magazine called the Play. It's still out there. Xbox has got rid of their magazine. Well, in this most recent issue of the Play magazine, an Xbox game actually is on the PlayStation magazine, which is the first time ever. So it's like a, I guess, a big thing. It's a Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, I mean it's there are obviously are Xbox games and something like Minecraft that are on there, but I think that this is a definitely a big shift and it's a big moment and I understand them for wanting to capture that.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty. It's cool. Xbox is reportedly testing the waters with Sea of Thieves PlayStation 5 release, so it is coming. The one thing I thought about this is like, do you think? Which I already know the answer to this. I feel. Do you think Microsoft sure bought PlayStations? They're in the office and they're like trying to use PlayStations to make sure this works. Vice
No,
versa, PlayStation.
I'm sure they have developer kits.
Yeah, that has that makes sure everything works on there.
Yeah, I'm sure that Sony supplied them with developer kits. I mean, to Sony, there's a certain amount of, Microsoft bending at the knee here to beg to come on their platform, and I think Sony sees that as a win. You could be a hard ass and say no and let them struggle more, but I think the idea that you get their games over there gives even people even more of a reason to just stay on PlayStation. So I assume they're using developer kits.
Yeah. All right. Another thing that was pretty good. Microsoft or Xbox released a mini fridge, and they had an 8-can version, a 12-can version, and then a large, huge fridge. I bought one of the fridges, and I think mine holds the 8 cans. And when I got it, it was on sale for $50. Right now, the 8-can version is on sale for $29.98. It's just an Xbox mini fridge. You can get the 12-can one for $100.75.
I kind of think that the 8-can started life at $100.
Yeah, I think it started at 100, and it got then I think they bumped it to like 119 or 120, and then it went back down to like it was on sale for 50. I got mine for $50.
What about that bottom one, that 3.2 cubic feet?
Yeah, it says 159.
How big is that base? It's like a mini fridge. Yeah, that thing looks like a full ass mini fridge.
for 159. It's pretty cool. I mean, I like the idea of having these little fridges.
Yeah, they're cool.
I bought one just because I saw it. I wanted a little mini fridge to keep over here on my desk to put drinks in, so I have them. My wife wanted to use it to do makeup because I guess there's a lot of women are buying makeup that you put in fridges to keep cold. And she's like, "Let me just use that." I'm like, no. All right, another thing, Xbox controllers. They just released a Nocturnal Vapor controller. Not bad. It's a smoky gray. I've showed another one out there before like this.
It's all right. That doesn't do much for me.
Yeah. And now if you want that smoky gray one, a couple weeks ago or a couple episodes ago, the Dream Vapor was on there. It's like a pink one like that. It's actually on sale right now on Amazon for $49.99. And then you can get $10 if you use your Amazon card, you can get it for $39.99, which is the pink, cloudy. It's
It's
not
like pink
bad.
purple kind of
Yeah.
swirly deal.
Let's see. Another one. Oh yeah, the Fallout 76, because of the game where you just talking about people are playing. Phil Spencer has actually been playing it, and someone captured them playing and meeting Phil Spencer in the game.
It's cool, but a long time known that Phil Spencer is a gamer.
Yeah, he does
He
play.
truly plays.
And he interacted with them a little bit, but he didn't like. They tried to get him to join hit their team and stuff like that, but they didn't do anything. And
Telling you, if you watch the show, you'll want to play the games. Like you're going to see an uptick on those.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Oh, Nintendo is released the Virtual Boy. They released a teaser trailer for Virtual Boy Pro. Do you have a Virtual Boy?
Yeah.
Well, here's the Xbox. I mean, a place Nintendo's Pro version for the Nintendo Switch. Let me show you. So she's got the Switch. Now she's putting.
Head strap on.
Yep.
She's looking around. Video's buffering.
Yep. There we go.
Video's still buffering.
Here it goes.
It's basically using it like a AR headset. It's putting Animal Crossing furniture in her own house. Mario's running on top of her
There's a guy going crazy.
desk.
Oh.
That's Tom Nook in real life. He's telling you the rent's due.
Still want to punch him in the face.
She's truly vacuuming in Luigi's mansion, which is a bit much. Is this real? Is this a, this feels like a April Fool's thing.
It does. But did you
Pretty sure this
see?
is fake.
No, but did you see that at the end? It said this is not a. It was April Fool's. So it's not a.
Yeah.
It's not a real product. I wanted to. I tried to get you on it.
It was too much.
It started out good.
Yeah. The Mario running, the Animal Crossing furniture, those all seem like events. Some dude yelling about rent that is like a real Tom Nook is where I started to go off the rails.
Yeah.
And then wearing it in the car is where it completely lost me.
Okay, so another one, MetaQuest, the games for April were released. A game called Floor Plan 2, and
Those games are good.
then Drop Dead Dual Strike Edition.
See, that's the one I wondered if wouldn't be better for us to try. It's multiplayer also. I think.
See. Saw someone running around. Beating heads over.
I think it's multiplayer. I could be wrong though. Or co-op, I should say.
Yeah, co-op. Yep.
Yeah.
Fun co-op quest.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, that dude. Look at that. Somebody's got a helmet on his head.
Or we play
Co-op.
contractors.
Right? Where we play contractors. Xbox and PlayStation's their most played games last year, they were saying they were on an average of 7 years old, which I mean, you kind of look at it, Fortnite, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, Minecraft, Roblox, Rocket League, they added like Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, which is an older game, but Starfield, Apex Legends, FIFA 23, those were the most games played on there. You're talking about how like it's harder to get into break to the most game played nowadays because some people are just so used to those games. I mean, we've played most of those games on there.
Yeah, I mean, those are heavy hitters.
Yeah, Rocket League, Minecraft, GTA, and Fortnite, we've all played those together.
You know, it's based on monthly active users, so I mean, it's definitely a tough market to break into.
Yeah. And next one, I didn't, I think we talked about this a long time ago. Ex PlayStation, well, a PlayStation dev, Gio Corsi, he left PlayStation back in like 2019. He has partner joined Nintendo. He
So I think
quit.
Gio Corsi had a lot to do with the PSP and a lot of
Yeah,
indie titles.
yeah. And so it's there's a picture of him with his little Luigi hat out.
I think he's a good fit for there. I think he left to go do his own thing. So I'm not sure what happened there, but he was a very likable figure in PlayStation. And I would say if you know the industry, you probably know who Gio Corsi is. So it's a big deal, I would say.
Yeah, he was head of global second party games at PlayStation from 2018 to 2019. And said he was head of publishing of Lifelong from January 2020 to June 2020. Most recently, he was head of commercial at Iron Galaxy Studios for about 2 years.
Rumbleverse. Let's get it on from Nintendo. Let's happen. Let's get it.
Here we go. We were talking about Fallout. Fallout Prime. The Fallout game has fall, the TV show has prompted Fallout Shelter to add in some stuff for their game, so you can get a lot of the new costumes, some there's new missions and some new weapons and gear to for Fallout Shelter. I have Fallout Shelter still play on the Switch every now and then. I did load it up when I saw this. It has not hit the Switch yet. It's only on mobile.
Shout out to them for shading out the characters and not ruining that for everybody.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. They could have easily ruined that by showing you a little more. Not ruined it, but I mean, it's better like this.
And then Fallout 76, you can actually get this outfit as when you log in, you get the outfit for free.
It's cool.
Then also with the Fallout, Grubhub has a package you can order and you get this Fallout pack. You get like the little box and fries, a Fallout burger, this little Nuka Blast burger, the drink, the Nuka Cola Factory. I just want a bottle. I just want that bottle. If you order from Grubhub.
In Chicago.
Yeah, in Chicago only. So I looked online and someone's selling like the boxes, like the empty boxes and stuff like that. It's going ridiculous price, like $100.
Yeah, the bottles are cool.
Some sad news. How we talk about GameStop, UK retailer called Game, has reportedly basically said all, unless your managers, the part-time staff is being cut, they're only being working at will. Like basically, hey, I need you to work 4 hours this week. You're not working at all. They do a 0 hour contract, so you can still work there, but you may not get called for like 3 months, and then you get called to come in to work.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah. And the internal there's a bunch of internal emails and documents out about that. All right. So so this studio, what's it called again? This production studio called Story Kitchen is making a bunch of games, movies, and Dredge is one of them. They're gonna bring a live action Dredge game. I know you're not happy with live action stuff. When it comes to games. And they've signed on to do several. They're doing Dredge, Sifu, Toe Jam and Earl, Slime Rancher, Vampire Survivors, Floyd, and then Dredge.
Big games. I mean, the Dredge for me, what makes Dredge special is the journey. It's the I can only go 30 seconds from home. I can only go 3 minutes from home. I can only go 5 minutes from home. I can only go 15. I can be gone forever. I don't know how you would ever convey that in now, if you just want to make a movie about a guy on a boat with scary things around, I guess that's fine. But what makes Dredge special is the unknown. It's going, like I said, from only, I don't know about you, but when I started Dredge for several days, I never left that first cove. You know, you can't really. And so you know, what makes that game is like, you know, there's so much more out there, but you can't go see it. And then when you can finally go to the next area and it's different and there's new fish and everything, it's just it's a special experience the way that it unfolds and the way that, you know, you have to play that game a certain amount of time to get the upgrades to be able to go to the next place. And that won't work in a movie.
No, I think the game is so in depth. Like, you can't do all of it in a movie. You can't tell a good story in a movie. A TV show, you could, because you can. There's so many missions you go on. Like, go catch this. You go to this town. You meet this person. You got to do some stuff for them. I don't think you can do it in a movie. A TV show, but I don't think a TV show would be as good either.
Yeah,
I don't think
this will be good.
Hell, they might throw Mark Wahlberg in there or The Rock or something, and people are like, oh, let's go watch it. Sifu is another. I think Sifu would do fine. Just a samurai ninja movie.
Just a kung fu movie?
Yeah. Toe Jam and Earl.
It's animated. Slime Rancher is a good game. I don't know how you make an interesting movie.
And then Vampire Survivors and Floyd. I don't know nothing about Floyd.
Vampire Survivors is going to be a TV show, though, it says there.
Yeah, TV series. And that's all I had for this week.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have. I'll just make note one more time. Either check our Twitter or the show notes if you want a link to donate. And if you can, please do. If you can't, completely understand. Share it. Get it to some people that maybe can. And so I'll try to be good people this week.
Yeah, he left a wife and three kids. All right, so that was it. You'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials at @game_stitch. Me, I'm at HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. That was episode 586. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.